It's Edward Goldman with our talk on KCRW. Oh boy, last weekend was so hot, so humid. The only way I knew how to keep my sanity was to find something cool, very cool, to do. So into the mountains I go to say goodbye to a very special man on the last day of his journey to Los Angeles. Okay, enough teasing. It was the last day of the amazing exhibition The Scandalous Art of James Ensor at the Getty Museum. To my surprise and delight, the exhibition was crowded with visitors who were not just passing by but literally staring at each and every one of Ensor's paintings, drawings and etchings. And how couldn't they? His large painting of small drawings and etchings have a way of startling and sometimes even shocking one's eyes. Take a look at the scandalous etching Doctrinal Nourishment, with its royal and religious figurehead defecating, yes, literally defecating on the people beneath them. Years later, when the artist was no longer a provocateur, he was honored with the title of Baron. Embarrassed by this early scandalous work, Ensor tried to find and destroy as many copies of this etching as possible. A rare surviving copy of this etching presented in this exhibition belongs to Los Angeles County Museum of Art. The same weekend, I went to cool my heels by seeing ambitious gallery exhibition by two major Los Angeles artists. At Susan Wilmeter Los Angeles Projects, I saw the newest body of work by Edgar Arsenault, drawings, paintings, and sculptures reflecting upon the political history of the civil rights movement. A number of the works in the exhibition have direct references to the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. What I found particularly rewarding is the fact that these politically charged works also have a very dramatic visual impact. My favorites are reflective glass panels with text from an anonymous letter sent to Dr. King in 1964, calling for him to commit suicide or face severe consequences. Several years later, it was revealed that the letter was sent, surprise, surprise, by Edgar Hoover himself. The second exhibition that helped me to survive during the hot weekend was a groundbreaking, or more precisely, wall-breaking, show at Region Project by the well-known Los Angeles artist Doug Aitken. I've been a big fan of his video works, but this time he took me by surprise with his sculptural installations, many of them incorporating photography. In several cases, the artist literally broke through the gallery walls to install his art to the most theatrical effect. Always an exceptional showman, Aitken is not only able to grab one's attention, he knows how to stop you in your tracks. His mirrored sculptures question us, where is the exit? Where is the end? What is now? And don't expect the artist to provide you with the answers. That's your job. I wrapped up my weekend with the guilty pleasure of watching an army of people sweating over the impossible task of moving a gigantic 340-ton granite boulder along the 105-mile journey from a quarry in Riverside to LACMA. You guessed right. I am talking about Michael Heiser's Levitated Mass, the subject of a new documentary currently playing at Landmark's New Art Theater. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.